Nearly a year after Hurricane Beryl slammed into the Caribbean as a Category 4 storm, communities across Grenada are still reeling from the destruction. The storm made landfall in June 2024, devastating the tri-island nation. Prime Minister Dickon Mitchell described the damage as almost Armageddon-like at the time. On the small island of Carasu, officials estimated that over 90% of buildings were damaged or destroyed. Entire stretches of farmland were flattened, and infrastructure for electricity and communication was all erased. Now, signs of rebuilding are slowly emerging. But hollowed-out buildings, collapsed roofs, and dying mangroves remain, bearing witness to the storm's lasting toll. Some residents still have no permanent shelter. Artists Michael Alexander and Yolanda Venden Dunden recalled that the roof started to shake, and the walls caved in. Yolanda passed out, Alexander said. Both survived, but their home and possessions were lost. I built up the kitchen and bathroom from what was left, so she could have some privacy. We sleep in the tent. Their tent offers them some privacy, but failed to provide comfort from scorching heat. Farmers on the island say rising temperatures and worsening droughts are adding to the strain. Every year it gets harder, said Gifford Andrew, a local farmer. The hurricanes destroy, and the droughts finish the rest. We can barely grow anything. I lost everything when Beryl hit. Now I'm just trying to rebuild, but the drought makes it even tougher. Each year, it gets worse, and I need so much more water just to keep my crops alive. It's a real struggle, he said. The combination of hurricanes, drought, and coastal erosion makes Carasu one of the most vivid examples of the climate crisis, according to local government official and environmentalist Devon Baker. Climate change has hit us hard. Besides the storms, we're losing coastline to rising seas, and the dry seasons have become longer and harsher, which is badly affecting farming and food production, he said. Grenada's prime minister has been calling for increased support from wealthy nations in the face of intensifying climate threats. He argues that these countries built their prosperity by polluting the planet and should take greater responsibility for the crisis now battering vulnerable states like his own. Last year, Grenada joined a historic case at the International Court of Justice alongside other climate-impacted nations, aiming to hold major polluters legally accountable for their contributions to the crisis. Parallel to this push for climate justice, Caribbean leaders have been intensifying calls for reparations over the transatlantic slave trade, which saw more than 12.5 million Africans forcibly taken to the Americas. They argue that the legacies of slavery and colonization continue to hinder social and economic development across the region.